You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, December 7th, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in about 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am very happy to have you here today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about some of my favorite holiday-themed video games. And to make sure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and as of this week, it is now available to listen to on YouTube for everybody that listens to their podcasts there. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there. It really helps out the show and gets word out about the program. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's show or just talk about games, you can find me on Threads, Twitter, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week, I open up the show by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody whom I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some good energy. And this week's positive vibes are going out to Luke Lore. Now, you might be thinking, hey, John, you already called out Luke before on an episode. Are you already running out of people that you like? Well, no, because positive vibes aren't just shout outs for people who are awesome. It can also be for sending some positive energy out to people that are going through a tough time. And last week, Luke and his wife had to say goodbye to their sweet puppy, Shelby, who passed away. And I've had pets all my life. And anyone else who's had pets, they understand that losing a pet, it's not like, you know, anything else. It's not like losing your favorite sweater. It can be like losing a member of the family, and it is a pain and a hurt that can linger for a long while. And Luke is an awesome guy, and I'm sure that Shelby knew how much she was loved and that she lived a long and happy life. So everybody, please join me in sending some positive vibes to Luke in the hopes that soon that pain will give way to a lifetime of happy memories. Yes, the holidays are here. Everything smells like peppermint and evergreen. Mariah Carey has crawled out of her cocoon to remind us all that she exists, and porch pirates are lurking around every corner waiting to snatch up that Ring doorbell that you bought for your father-in-law. The holidays are also, historically, a great time for video games. It started out when you were a kid, you know, you were broke, so you couldn't just buy all the games you wanted like you can now that you're an adult, and you just got a shiny new game under the tree, and you've got 2 weeks off of school. What could be more magical than that? It's also typically the point in the year where there's a ton of big new releases coming out over the last couple of months, and there is an endless supply of possible experiences to be had. And the best part, especially for those of us who live in parts of the country that get actual seasons, is that it's freezing cold outside and it gets dark at like 4:30. So what the heck else are you going to do after work but sit on your butt in front of the television and play some video games? It's a great time of year for any games, but There are definitely certain video games which lend themselves to this time of year. Games that just feel better to play when the wind is howling outside and you're snuggled up under a blanket with a glass of scotch and a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. So I thought I would share with you some of my favorite games to play during the cold holiday evenings in the glow of the Christmas tree or the Hanukkah candles or whatever happens to be glowing in your house at the time. Maybe like a Glade scented candle. The first game on the list is Spider-Man Miles Morales. Not only is it, in my opinion, probably the best game of Insomniac's trilogy of Spidey games, but it also takes place during the holidays, and the shine of the holiday lights and the shimmer of the snow look fantastic on the PS5. The game follows Miles as he tries to get used to his new superhero life and manage the responsibility of protecting the city by himself while Peter is out of town. He battles the corrupt Roxxon Energy Corporation while trying to maintain the relationships with his friends and his family. And one of the reasons I enjoy this game so much, other than the great action, is that fantastic cast of supporting characters like his best friend Genki, his mother, Haley, the artist whom Miles has a crush on, and his childhood friend Finn, who might be hiding a few secrets. It is a great game with likable characters, and while it doesn't necessarily center on the holidays, they do make a pretty backdrop. Next is Dead Rising 4, and this game takes the holiday season and embraces it and rips off its head. After all, nothing says Christmas quite like shooting, chopping, and smashing your way through hordes of zombies in a town and shopping mall fully decked out in holiday cheer. First of all, you can dress up as Santa Claus while you kill zombies, so that's awesome. And second, you can use all sorts of holiday items to create weapons of destruction, like, say, combining gloves with holiday bells, which gives you the Deck the Halls weapon. Combining a nutcracker toy with a gun and you get the nut blaster, right? And a lawn elf ornament with a spear, and now you've got a Gandalf. How could you not love that? Then, of course, there's Animal Crossing. You could probably pick any game in the series for this, but in this case, I'm going to choose New Horizons because I think probably everybody on the planet bought that game during the pandemic. The game that united everyone when we were all locked up in our houses is a perfect cozy game to play during the holidays. My favorite thing to do in this game would be to spend the month trying to collect as many holiday decorations as I could to decorate my little village, checking nooks cranny every morning to see what new items were for sale. And of course, then Toy Day arrives and you give gifts to all your furry little friends. No game has ever quite created appointment gaming like Animal Crossing. They aren't specifically holiday themed games, but there's something about a snowboarding game that just feels right to play in December. And rushing down a snow-packed mountain, avoiding the trees, just feels Christmassy, you know? And you could pick from several great snowboarding games. There's been a bunch. There's, of course, SSX, the granddaddy of all snowboarding games. I'm pretty impartial to Tricky myself. That's a classic. Then there's 1080 Snowboarding, the underrated N64 game that I am still waiting decades later for a sequel. And heck, I even liked Snowboard Kids. So take your pick. There are no wrong answers. And then, of course, there's Elf Bowling. If you were playing video games in 1999, then you surely remember this viral hit. It was simple. You were Santa, and the elves were the pins as you tried to knock over as many of the little weirdos as you could. Now, it really wasn't a great game, but it was something that everybody had on their computer, like Minesweeper or Spider Solitaire. It also eventually spawned a Game Boy Advance version and even apparently a really terrible movie. But by that point, the magic had died down. And finally, I'm going to throw in a game that doesn't exist, but I wish it did. So I'm going to will this game into existence. Why don't we have a really great Home Alone tower defense game? Come on. Come on now. You'd obviously play as Kevin, and each round you would get like 5 minutes to set up traps all around the level before Harry and Marv showed up, and then you would watch as chaos was unleashed and they set off all of your traps. And, you know, you could unlock more traps as you progress and maybe even more levels like the church or the grocery store from the movie. I think that that would be an instant classic. The long-awaited Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer was released earlier this week, and it's going to be an excruciatingly long wait until the game comes out in 2025. As expected, GTA 6 takes place in a modern-day Vice City, and it looks to feature a Bonnie and Clyde type of story with two playable characters as they go on a crime spree through Rockstar's version of Florida. It's been 13 long years since the last game. I mean, it came out on the Xbox 360 for crying out loud. That has been a while. And nothing quite takes over the world like a new GTA game. It is something else. It is an event unlike anything else in all of gaming. So in the trailer, we got a glimpse of all manner of craziness from cruising through the Everglades on an airboat to a woman twerking on a speeding car and a couple of run-ins with some gators. Now, let's be real. There isn't a more absolutely unhinged and insane state in this country than Florida, and it looks like the perfect setting for a GTA game. I've always really loved the series, and you know, not as much for the characters and the stories, although I do like those, but more for the absolute peak of chaotic sandbox action. Robbing a bank and then speeding away from the cops and jumping out of your car when you get to the airport and getting in a plane, taking off and then getting shot down and crashing on the highway and dying in a blaze of glory surrounded by cops. It's crazy. It's always ridiculous and it's always super fun. So 2025 is a long way away, but I think it's going to be worth the wait. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget, you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And don't forget to check it out on YouTube now. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook. So until next week, be well, happy gaming, and happy Hanukkah.